Good morning. Oh, my friends are here. I'm so happy to be here. To know that we have the privilege, the right, the ability to step into spiritual community when and where we want, it truly is a blessing. So our teaching is based on a lot of old wisdom, right? New thought, ancient wisdom. And there's a sound that I'm not liking. Better? Is it good? Can you hear me now? Can you hear that other sound now? All right, we're good. So, that book, that sound, is it this? We could just look at each other. Have you noticed that there's lots of new ways to be with each other lately? Are we being called to a greater ability to connect? You know we are. It's not just about the fear of the hug or the handshake, but it's a calling to connect with each other in a greater way. Can I connect with you? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. Can I connect with you with just my eyes? I can. We can connect with each other simply by witnessing each other. Really, no contact is needed here, the elbow, when we have contact here. I'm going to try it again, in case anything changed, because, you know. He said it's the connection in this, and I should switch to this. I'm going to be like Karen Allen. Turn this one off. Yes. It's off, right, this one? Okay, good. Anyway. Thanks for walking with me down that journey. But here's the thing. This is life. This is life. This is how life works. It doesn't always go as we planned. It doesn't always go the way we expected. We need to be willing to be surprised. We need to be willing to be interrupted. We have the choice. We have the option of being open to how life is showing up, to what it's bringing into our experience and how we're going to relate to it. So what I was starting to say about Ernest Holmes and our teaching and the old ancient wisdom and this beautiful book called The Science of Mind that we use, that we reference. And I remember when I was in classes early on and someone would reference Ernest Holmes' brother coming down every morning and saying, you know, I think he rewrote it last night. It's not the same book. And I notice as I reread The Science of Mind and find passages, sometimes it strikes me as completely new. So yesterday I was reading the passage for the day. And, you know, I do that little where you can read the book in a year thing, so you go to a certain page in the book. If you don't have that, I'll share it with you. It's really awesome. And so I went to the page in the book, and I thought, it's not speaking to me. Okay, I didn't get struck. It's good. But it wasn't. It wasn't. Now, another time, because I had underlined it, I know that it had spoken to me. But this is the thing about life. Sometimes it's the vibration that we're relating to, it's the vibration that we're connecting to, it's the words that have meaning to us, and sometimes we just walk right by them. It doesn't make it good or bad or right or wrong. It just allows me to see where I'm at. It allows me to pay attention to what I am receptive to and to what I'm not receptive to. And I want to be able to be okay with that. I want to be able to be okay with my friends that I'm gonna do this today instead of this. I want to be able to be okay with however we're going to connect and know that what we're connecting at is the heart. What we're connecting at is this thing called love. Spiritual discernment, maturity, being responsive, not reactive. Spiritual maturity allows me to let the shields down that block my judgment, that block my hurt feelings, that block me from connecting with you, with life. So, Ernest Holmes wrote, "You should become aware that the one creative power is expressing in you in a unique way and that it is always pressing against you, seeking a fuller outlet of its infinite possibilities." Did y'all get that? Want it again? Yeah. I thought so. I did too. All right. "You should become aware that the one creative power is expressing in you in a unique way. And that it is always pressing against you, seeking a fuller outlet of its infinite possibilities." So there's a power for good in the universe, and it is pressing against us. It is actually the thing that fills us and forms us into expression. This mighty moving power that is good, that is love, that is joy, that is light, is filling us with it so that it can become expressed in the world. How beautiful is that? We are the expression of the divine. It is being made known by means of us. And each one of us, the individualization that we are, is giving it form. And then true to the nature of life and true to the nature of God, we in turn are that. So what are we filling in the world? What form is taking shape by means of us? Yes. And are we paying attention to our intention? Are we paying attention to what it is that we are putting out there into the world that is going to take shape and form by means of our thought, by means of our word, by means of our intention? Are we paying attention to it? Yes. And more and more and more each day, right? Sometimes we think that we know everything. And we get a little chuckle and we realize we don't know everything. And so we listen to the people around us. Well, right? We do. We do. Yeah, that's my girl. Sometimes we read it, we like me reading the book, and go, not relating to it. It's not connecting. It's not fitting. I'm open to it. I'm not shutting people down, but I'm not taking it in as mine. We actually get to practice that. We actually get to, in this holy moment, practice being open to everything and feeling that which is flowing through us. And is it the vibration? Is it the movement? Is it that which I want to be expressing into the world? You might have heard about it, this thing that's going on. We're not going to dwell on it, but I want to let you know that In our movement, in our organization, there's a lot of wisdom, and there's a lot of understanding, and a lot of truth that I appreciate. So I take my information. You know, I'm talking about the coronavirus, okay? Just call it what it is, right? But we're not going to dwell on it. I just want to mention that whatever you're hearing, allow it. Feel it. Is it true? Am I going to do an elbow bump? Yeah. Am I going to hug? Yeah. Am I going to be mindful of what I'm learning about washing my hands? Yeah. Am I going to be remindful of what I know about this teaching and with the wisdom that it has given me? Yes. It's not an either or, it's a both and. And if we can allow ourselves to be open to all, be open to all of the information, don't shut it down, but have your own filter. What are you hearing it through? Are you hearing it through fear, and how does that feel? Are you hearing it through love, and how does that feel? Are you hearing it through wisdom, and how does that feel? So I'm going to share with you just a snippet of the communication, and I made copies for anybody that wants it, of the communication from Dr. Edward Villon, who is our newly elected spiritual leader. And he gives us some information, and then what he says is, as important as it is to be well-informed and in touch with reliable external sources of information, it is equally important to turn attention inward to the source of our being and to let that inner connection guide us through whatever fear or concern is clamoring for our attention. His wisdom is so beautiful and practical. And further in this communication, which he shares with us, he gives us resources. And the reason I bring this up is because I love that he broke this out. Spiritual resources. What are our spiritual resources? Prayer. Yes! Ding, 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 ding. Affirmative prayer. We have, within that, we have our World Ministry of Prayer. We have our practitioners right here in our community. We have the prayer that we do in our own prayer chair. We have prayers that are written. We have all sorts of prayer. We have the ability to sit in meditation. We have the ability to be in nature, to simply be in the presence of the divine. He also gives us practical suggestions and for ourselves and for public spaces. So I merely bring it all up because it's an opportunity for us to look at how are we receiving all of the information, all of the input that's coming to us in our life. And I don't know why, but as Rick and Karen were singing, it reminded me of a time when I had a lot of information that I was receiving and I didn't know which one to trust. So those of you that have been in my life for the last year, you know that our son was in an accident last year. And he broke his neck. And so he had this neck brace on that was really big and massive. It was the Malibu. I think it was the Malibu. And as soon as they put it on Alex, he hated it. But the doctor said, you have to wear this. You have to wear this. If you don't wear it, if you mess with it, if you touch it, all bets are off. And, you know, we didn't want him to end up. Yeah. So he had to wear it. And he hated it. And every time somebody came in, he'd say, you know, if you could just adjust this. You know, it's pushing on this. You know, it really doesn't feel right. And I would just be, no, 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 don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. Fred would come in and, you know, the engineers would put their heads together and they'd be like, yeah, you know, if we could just get another one, we could take this one off and we can drill a hole in it. And I see some faces going, no, 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 that was my face. No, 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 don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. This is what the doctor has says you need. You have to wear it exactly the way that he said it. And so this went on for a couple weeks. And people would come in and they'd ask, how are you doing? And he'd say, I'm miserable in this brace. I even have a video of him with his whiteboard explaining to the neurosurgeon, the chief of neurosurgery, how it could be improved. Yeah. All throughout it, Alex was listening here. Nobody was inside that brace but him. But my fear wouldn't allow me to even consider that there was another option. The expert had spoken. The expert had said, you need to wear it. You need to wear it like this and don't mess with it. Well, you know, things happened, and you know, there's so many stories in the story of Alex. But we ended up going to another hospital. We switched. And as soon as he got to the other hospital, first words out of his mouth were, well, I hate this brace. And the neurosurgeon there said, oh, you don't like it? Well, let's get you a new one. No problem. There's options. No problem. They brought in another one. Alex wore it for a few hours. He said, no, I don't like this one. The first one was too rigid. You know, it was pressing on him, and it was too much. This one was not enough. He didn't feel the support. He didn't feel what he needed to feel. But nobody's in the brace but him. Nobody's in it but him. So they said, you don't like that one? No, we got more. We have more braces. So they brought in another neck brace. And sure enough, this one fit well. He was comfortable in it. He felt supported in it. And this is so interesting to me, and it's so important to me, because no one knew but him. But here I was, so concerned about him. And everything I did was because of that love. But I couldn't hear anything else. I wasn't open to all. I really kind of got cranky when people talked about adjusting that first brace. I didn't have space for it. I didn't have space for it. And I share this with you because for me it was a real big aha. Do I have the arrogance? Can I afford the arrogance? Can I afford the arrogance of not knowing something, the knowing of which could transform my life? I shared that with you a couple weeks ago. Can I afford that arrogance? Can I open up to the possibilities that there's other ways besides my way? Can I open up to the possibilities that life is being formed all around me by that infinite intelligence? Everything is being formed by that one. Everything without exception. Everything. If I really do believe, and I do believe, then there's no place where it isn't. It's all holy. So we're being called to know what we know, to let go of what we know. I had to let go. You know, he's all healed up now. He doesn't need to wear that brace anymore. But it took him continuously saying, here's what's right for me. Here's how my life is. I'm the only one that's feeling it. And for us around him to listen and to be willing to trust him. So can we trust the people around us to know what is right for them? Can we trust the people around us to be doing their life in the best way that's possible for them? And then, can we remember what Hafiz said? Do you guys know what he said? I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in the dark, the magnificence of the light that you are. I think I got it right. I'll check. Yes. I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in the darkness, the astonishing, that's what he said, astonishing light of your being. So when we're with each other, what we get to do is we get to show each other the astonishing light of your being. We get to show each other, and whether it's with our eyes, being with each other and connecting with each other, whether it's physical, whether it's just being with each other in the presence of each other, we get to show each other the astonishing light. Oh. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we know we could be." So, in all times, in all situations, we get to be that for each other, and we get to allow others to be that for us, even the unlikely ones, even the ones that we kind of walk by and we think they got nothing for me. This time is an opportunity for us to relook, to open our eyes differently, to do a double take, to be open to the possibility that the person sitting right beside us has something to offer to us in a whole new way, and that we have something to offer to them. So I went looking for a story for today, not knowing I had Alex's story. But I went looking for a story today, and I went to one of my favorite sources, and one of my favorite sources is CBS. On CBS, once a week, they have On the Road with Steve Hartman, and it's always a great story. It's always this most uplifting, wonderful story. And so I'm looking through the stories, and I'm being so inspired, and I'm thinking, no, not that one. I'm reading another one. No, not that one. I look at it, no, not that one. And then I realize that's the story, that this person goes out all over the country, and he finds these inspiring events. He finds these moments. He finds these people, and he shares with us about them, and he lets us know about all of the good that's going on in the world. Oh, to be like that. Can I share with the people around me all of the good that's going on in life? Can I share with the people around me all of the love that's going on? Can I be open to everything that's going on and not deny it, but look for the golden thread of truth within it? There is a golden thread of truth within everything. There is a gift in everything. Sometimes it's not evident. Sometimes we won't see it for decades, but we'll see it. And to just trust that, and to just know that, and to be open to that. And so I have two things that I don't want to forget to tell you. One is, one of the ways that we share all of this good, that we come together and we do all of this, is in our spiritual community. So however it looks for you to be part of this spiritual community, you know I'm always open to. Even our membership form says, I invite you to let Spirit show you what your membership looks like here. I invite us to continue to inquire into what does spiritual community look like for us in this ever-expanding, ever-evolving, ever-changing, and transforming world. How does it look? How do we come together and celebrate our oneness and our uniqueness? That's a beautiful thing. We have an opportunity coming up in a couple months where we will be hosting the annual Interfaith Council Prayer Breakfast. And I'm very excited about it because we will be coming together, the community, the businesses, the government agencies, and the faith communities, and our congregation and other congregations, and sharing what we have in common. And that is our goal. Can we meet life and share what we have in common? Can we be open to all, receptive to the one truth, the one golden thread of truth that's running through all of life, and embrace that and embody that and let that continue by means of us? Don't let it stop here. Nothing to hoard. Let it keep flowing. Let it keep weaving into the world. weaving our lives together, weaving it so beautifully. So in closing, I just affirm for each of us, I'm open to all of the expressions of God. I take in and receive all of the good, the inspiration, the messages, knowing that who we are is who we've been waiting for. That the love, the light, the beauty, the joy, the truth is fulfilled through us. We bring the light to the world, for we are the light. And so it is.